An earthquake in Nepal. Kathmandu is digging out, trying to find survivors, turning up many dead people. Unrest in Baltimore. And so it can go on, that we looking at the world and watching on television, on our iPads and iPhones, see so many different things, both challenging, depressing, and joyful. One of my friends told me, I used to go to church until I found out what it was really like. And now I don't go. I don't do religion. I think he got it wrong. Today in church, it's really not a place to do religion, to become converted. It happens. But this is the place where you both celebrate what you did all week, invigorate yourselves with God's grace and the presence of fellow Christians, and take on a new effort and new vigor to live the Christian life. Because we do believe in heaven and hell, because we think and profess our belief in Jesus Christ does not give us a right to detach ourselves from life. In fact, there is an imperative to take everything much more seriously because it has eternal value and eternal significance. The sufferings and challenges of life is where religion happens. That's where it grows. That's where it's tested. That's where your faith becomes an active faith. If you want to do religion just here in this church, it's really useless to you. It has no purpose. But if during the entire service today, you're thinking, what did I do Monday and Tuesday? How could I do that better? Lord, help me to live my life more realistically, more professionally. If I celebrate a birthday, if I swim in a swim meet, if I fix cars, if I visit my wife in the hospital, in the nursing home, if I go to my work, that's where religion happens. That's where it's challenging. That's where it's real. Because your convictions and your beliefs are put to the test. Do you believe Jesus is risen from the dead? Do you believe that his life and his grace can give you the power to do things you cannot do yourself? Test it. Religion is interactive. It's real. Today we celebrate the murmuring woman who went to the tomb, and in spite of the challenges of seeing Jesus die, of realizing that there was a heavy stone that covered the entrance of the tomb, they went because they believed. That was religion. On Calvary, that was religion. Here, we celebrate. You may be converted, and you may do religion a little bit here. But take the grace that God gives you here. The fellowship that we celebrate as one people. Because although God is everywhere, I'm not everywhere. You're not everywhere. I want to pray with people who believe the same thing that I do. We do everything in common in life. From marriage to friendship to sports to entertainment. Why would religion be a thing that we call God our common father, and I don't want to know anyone else? I want to go in my closet and pray to my God alone. It makes no sense. It does make sense that today I take energy and courage and example from everyone seated here today, praying and singing. And when I start my day this afternoon, the week and Monday and Tuesday, I will continue to pray and say, what is the Lord calling me to do today? That is the question all of us ask. That is the way all of us live. And when I see you again next week, or even during the week we have liturgy, then I will once again take courage and say, how can I, with God's grace, live my life better? Religion happens in real life, in Kathmandu, in Baltimore, in Accord, in Kerhonkson, in Ellenville, and we come here to this church simply to celebrate what we live every day of our lives. Christos Voskres.